I think we hurt ourselves a little bit there in the second half. You know, we didn't do enough. That's what it comes down to. It's a game of little things. You know, a couple little things change that second half. You know, I think I got to get that first down on the third down, putting us in fourth and inches. I mean, it was close, but, you know, regardless, I'm still sitting at myself right now, you know, pretty upset that, you know, that was our first drive coming out of the second half, and, you know, we had some momentum coming into the half, so we really needed that.
What was your mindset as you got out of that the first series and then started moving on the second one?
First half or second
first
half?
Yeah.
First half, you know, first one. You know, didn't really move the ball very well. Second one came out and did some good things. You know, I think we got the run game established there in the second half. I think Crow, you know, did a good job in the first half there to get us going. You know, that was really the tail of the tape in the second half. We probably only got one or two, you know, run plays called, and, you know, just didn't do enough.
One of those nights when you come away saying, yeah, it wasn't very good in the end, but I can do this job?
Yeah, no, I think things are out there slowed down for me a little bit. You know, I was on the same page with Alex, all those guys up front. Yeah, they played us pretty base in the second half there, just cover two, you know, two high safeties making us, you know, check the ball down and making us get it out, you know. I think they had a good scheme, good adjustment, you know, in the second half.
Coach was saying he thought maybe you took a few too many shots at the big play. I know you haven't seen all the tape yet, but did you feel that way?
You know, like I said, they came out and played, you know, cover two a lot in the second half. You know, things that look open, and then you have a trap corner sitting out there waiting to steal it away. You know, I think, you know, looking back, there were a couple times I could have, you know, got it down to a tight end, or got it down to a back, and really, you know, even sitting there with 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter, you know, just to get something established. You know, I think it took a little too many shots right there, the back shoulder to Debo, ball over the middle to Barnage. You know, I just gotta get some completions to get into a rhythm, and that really didn't happen for us in the second half.
Did they make any adjustments to keep you more in the pocket, keep you from spreading out in the second half?
No, I didn't really notice a lot. You know, like I said, their coverage changed. You know, they didn't really bring a lot of pressure in the second half like they did earlier in the game. So, you know, I think that was a mix-up, obviously.
Yeah, it looked like Flip gave you opportunities to really roll out and improvise and do what you do well. Do you feel like that was part of it?
Yeah, I think Flip called a great game. You know, I think, obviously, you know, we didn't get a chance in the second half to get a 4-5-6-play drive to get something rolling, and that was the difference, you know, in the first and second half. When we did extend, you know, our first series, our first drive, you know, we got some things going. We got to call some runs. We got to, you know, get on the perimeter and do some good things. And we never got that first drive, that first play to get something rolling until it was too late.
Looked like a tough night for Gabriel. Should he have had that touchdown?
You know, I have a lot of faith in Gabe. You know, that's a guy that I'm really close with on the team. You know, I kept telling him throughout the entirety of the game, even to the fourth quarter, I'm going to keep throwing it at you, so just keep, you know, shake it off. You know, I'm going to keep coming at you. I'm going to keep gunning at him. You know, I have all the faith in the world in those guys. You know, they battled, each and every person on the offense battled, you know, until our last drive there with a minute left in the game. So, you know, I'm proud of those guys in that aspect. And
you were working without, you know, some of your top guys in Brian Hartline, Andrew Hawkins. Does this game, you know, give you the confidence that if you think you get some of your guys back too, that you might have a
You know, I think, obviously, we want those guys out there with us, but at the same time, there's no excuses. There's no short week. There's no, we're missing guys. You're missing whoever, you know. We went to half at 14-10 with a chance to come out in the second half and, you know, do some good things. You know, it didn't happen. So, you know, regardless, there's no turning back now, but at the same time, we're not going to make any excuses whatsoever.
Now, you're learning on the fly when it comes to improvising and when to take it and when not to. How far along are you in terms of knowing when it's okay to put yourself in harm's way and getting out of the way?
You know, I think at the end of the game right there, obviously took a couple shots, but you know, at that point, I'm just fighting with those guys trying to get in the end zone. And that's what it came down to. If you have to take a couple shots, like on that third down to try and get the first, that's just part of football. It's a tough game, so you can't slide every time. Definitely trying to be aware. You know, the guys are closing in fast, but at the same time, trying to make some plays.
Honestly, when the guys at this level and that size and that speed hit you with some of those blunt force ones, what's that like?
I'm good.
John, it has to be important for you now to continue to play to improve. I mean, you feel that? I mean, you went back out there next week, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we get a couple days off right now to refresh, get a little break, come back and watch this film throughout the weekend and get ready to go next week. You know, schedule doesn't get any easier. We don't get any off weeks, really. So we got to continue to come out. And really right now, you know, our faith is being tested. You know, the season hasn't gone the way that we wanted it to go, but at the same time, we got to keep plugging away. It's not over. We still have a chance to, you know, do some good things and show that we have a lot of fight left in us. But right now, you know, I think our faith is being tested a little bit, so we'll see how we respond.
Do you look at this as your time to show what you can?
You know, I think You know, obviously we're gonna go back and look at everything, but I think there were some good things done in the first half. But I mean, it's a tale of two halves. There's a first and a second half for a reason. So I think he did some good things tonight and some things I wish I had back. But you know, we'll have to go back and look at it.
You mind sharing a couple of those things you thought you did that halfway decent tonight?
Yeah, I think for the most part, escaping the pocket, two hands on the ball. We had no turnovers on the night, so I know that didn't make much of a difference in the end result. But at the same time, want to keep those to a minimum. That was some things that struggled with early in the game or early in the season, against the Jets, against Tennessee, whatnot. So I think some things there. Just knowing when to pick your battles. I think there was times in the game where, I stood in there and took a shot, but just trying to make something happen earlier in the game, slide, get down, and get on to the next one knowing there's going to be another play. So I think the give and take of that throughout the entirety of the day was good. And like I said, things slowed down with Alex. Things slowed down up front with the O-line, making sure we were all on the same page and seeing the coverage. So live game reps for me are, I really need them.
How much different do you feel coming out of this game than you did coming out of last year's start?
The second half was eerily familiar, but, put some points on the board at least.
Do you feel they
more we're going
to
wrap?
Did they make a concerted effort to keep you in the pocket the second half?
I couldn't tell. Like I said, their coverage changed a little bit. I didn't think they brought as much pressure. So, when they bring pressure early in the first half and one guy misses, it's kind of a chance to get out on the perimeter. But I think up front, for the most part, we handled it pretty good. And I didn't really notice a change in the first and second half.
Do